people can come out on the July 29th card and listen to me 6 times coach against probably 6 other coaches, and I'm going to dog walk every single one of them. If you say that you're the best corner man, prove it. I prove it every time I'm out there. I beat other coaches in the corner. And then my guys come out, and the guys that actually listen to me, they win. They win.
This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with D and Jake. And we're so happy to be joined yet again by Antonio, the Mexican Muscle Castillo Jr. He's going to talk about everything happening July 29th at IT Fight Series 74 with the Mayans Fight Team. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, brother. I appreciate it.
Get into it, man. The first question, of course, when we talk about you and we talk about the whole team that's going to be showcased at IT Fight Series 74 is, how's the health of everybody, yourself included?
Everything's been going good, man, with myself. Coming off the ankle break last December, I'm back training full time. Then I actually helped DeMonte get ready for Kenny Losi and his last one. I was able to spar with him, things like that. So everything's good on my end. I'm back to full training. We've been blessed, man. We've been getting some hard training in there for about a good solid year now with the crop that's in there. And everybody's healthy. We only had one unfortunate quote unquote injury. I had a guy get staff from working his regular job during the daytime, so he's been off for the past 2 weeks. Unfortunately, we had to pull him off of the card. Jared Mayforth, he's an ex-fighter about 7-8 years ago, just got back into the game, was putting in some tough work, man, and I was real excited to see him come out and put on a show again for the local area, man. But sometimes, you know what I mean, you run into some problems. It's no big deal. He took it positively, and he'll be back in about a week training and probably get him back in the mix for August sometime.
Yeah, we hope Jared's not working for the Cleveland Browns. We know that ran around Berea there a long time ago.
Yeah. And actually, it's crazy, but he was actually doing work out there during the daytime.
Oh, wow.
And he was out in those areas, and we were actually just talking about that probably about a week ago, like that it was floating around and stuff. So,
well, speaking of being outdoors, man, we see some of the stuff you guys are doing on social media. Love the new Avi on Twitter. You guys are doing the old running hills, like the old military style Dennis Rodman, and that's way back in the day for sports fans. But, you know, his workout that he used to do when he was with the Pistons, is it fun to get the guys outside the gym and off the mat, you know, to do some cardio and things like that?
100%, man, especially when you got so many guys that are actively on one card. Everybody's grinding, which means everybody's on the same week-to-week training method. So, you know, everybody's peaking times and cardio bursts through their camps are happening at the same time. So if we're able to, I definitely like to get outside and get outside the gym and get some of that fresh air into our workouts. And I love it. I wish I was in Florida, to be honest with you. I wish I had the Mayans out in Florida and shit. That would be pretty dope. I can't stand this weather out here. So any chance I get to get these guys outside, we're there. We'll do a whole training session outside as far as, you know, live goes, contact sparring, everything. So anytime we get a chance to get outdoors and get some fresh air and get some sun on our skin, we're all about it.
Talk a little bit about the Mayans, and if a fighter was looking for a home or a place to train, what they could expect.
We're a private team. So this is my personal training camp. We don't accept people that just walk in off the street or, quote unquote, aren't really trying to get into the fight game. We do personal train people on the side just to keep our livelihood together. But at the same time, we're full training fighters in my gym. Guys do have regular jobs, of course, to keep their lives going. But all in all, we're only prepping for fights and only prepping fighters to get into the fight game. Guys that usually come off the street or message our page or get a hold of my wife or that are scouted by us normally come into the gym and they understand what it is right off rip. I've had guys that go to the local gyms, quote unquote MMA gyms around the area, and they usually come to me with the same thing. oh, I've been over at this place for 3 months and it's got good grappling and they're good people over there, but I can't strike and I can't do this. And I'm like, you've been over there for 3 months and this is going on. I'm like, listen, I feel bad for you. But at the same time, we're a professional training camp. So we only fight prep. And if you can get the hang of that and you can get that vibe down when you're in my training room, as long as you're putting in work, I don't care where you come from.
And we're so happy to be joined by Antonio, the Mexican Muscle Castillo, talking about the Mayans fight team. Chaparral Center, Akron, Ohio, July 29th. People can go to cagetix.com/ITFS. Or they can buy tickets from you guys too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. All of our fighters have them, have liquid tickets on hand. They can message any one of their social media pages. You can go right to our home team page on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter and look up MFT MMA or the Mayans, and you guys can put your orders in for your tickets right then and there. Or I think there are links online for the cagetickets.com.
Yeah, and we'll have the links up with this interview as well. Let's talk about Emmanuel Brenner making his debut. What can we expect from him when he enters the cage?
Fireworks, bro. That's one of my up and coming guys that are putting in full time, 3 to 4 times a day, just putting in mad work right now. He's on another level. He's making his debut. He was actually supposed to make his debut at the Columbus show. Had a matchup problem, pushed him back a little bit. No big deal, but he's rolling real nice and hard right now. I'm gonna put it, mark my words, he's gonna be my leadoff batter for my team. There's a reason for that. You got to put a guy that gets on base and hits home runs in the beginning. So we're gonna lead the night off like him with him, and he's gonna set the tone for everybody when it comes to leading a team out in battle and leading a war for us, and that's what he's gonna do. So he's really one of the only guys that from the get I already knew was gonna be that position filler right there. So he's gonna be ready to go. He's gonna ready to drop hammers on his opponent and put him out. Look to be early, man. I'm gonna be real excited to see him get in there and start his journey off in this mixed martial arts fight game.
All right, and then the next gentleman also making his debut July 29th, Josh Hensel. Tell us a little bit about Josh.
Josh is 29 years old. I think he just turned 30 this year. Got into the fight game when it came to him. He's one of those guys that wish it could have happened a little bit earlier for him. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. This guy is also putting in some mad work in the gym. He's a little bit heavier. So he's actually probably, out of everybody in the gym, he's had the best look so far because I'm sitting heavy myself. I'm probably about 185 right now. So he's had me as a main training partner this whole camp. And I wanted to keep on a little bit of weight for DeMonte so I can throw some hammers at him for the past 6 weeks. So, you know, that's kind of what I was doing, and it was originally for him. But when we got Josh and started getting him in the mix, man, it just kind of fell into place. So I ended up staying a little bit heavier for his camp. So he's gotten a fucking blessing in disguise with me being heavy. So he's going to be ready to, and he'll probably follow up Emmanuel with taking that second position in on fight night. So I'm real excited about him, too.
All right, the Granitzas brothers, very excited about that, Dakota and Dave.
Both fighting on the card that night, both debuters, been training with me for about 2.5-3 months now, and I'm just really putting together some skill sets for them. They're wrestlers from Tuslaw. Got some solid wrestling background, and with the strikings that we're doing over at the camp, man, it's really unfolded, and both of these guys have a little bit different of a style to them that definitely going to cause some problems for their opponents. They're not orthodox guys. They're not the regular movement. They've got a little bit different of a vibe to them, and it's been interesting to watch pan out and unfold in training camp. So I'm really excited about both of these guys. And I think Dane's fighting at 160, and his brother Dakota is fighting at 145 or 135. So these guys are their first training camps with me, but it's definitely not going to look like that.
Let's get to the guy that we know has to be hungry. That split decision can't sit well with Damon Marasco from his last fight, so we know he's got to be coming into the cage with a purpose.
Oh, for sure, man. And we actually seen him. He fought on the Erie show out in Erie, PA, the Bizarro show. And my wife, he was one of the guys that we scouted. My wife scouted him and told me about 3 weeks before that Bizarro show, hey, you might want to get a hold of this guy. I don't think he's training anywhere, but, you know, I think he'd be a good asset. We looked him up, checked his solid, solid wrestling background. Comes from a solid wrestling family, tough as nails. And we got to go into his first fight, not as a team. We got to help him out, wrap him up a little bit, take him together for his fight, and just kind of go and let him put on a show for us. And what he did in that fight was pretty interesting. He didn't use any of his wrestling. All he did was stand and bang and took about 100 shots and gave 100 shots and just had a war. Came out of that fight and looked at me. I was like, why didn't you wrestle, bro? And he was like, because, man, I just want to see if I can do this. I was like, all right, well, this is what it is. You're going to come to my camp. You now know that you can do this, and I'm going to put some real skills behind you, and you're going to go out there next time and look like a seasoned fighter, dude. This dude's got wrestling out the ass, man. I'm pumped. I like him on our team. He's a great go for me. I love it because I don't have too many guys that come in here and just take me down at will, let alone anybody. I've had national champs in my room at the end of a wrestling night scratching their heads like, how are these guys hanging with me? I'm a national champ. Well, I mean, that's what we are. That's what we do. And, you know, this guy's been coming in and putting mad work, especially on some takedowns. So I'm real pumped to see him get a real fight under his belt, wash that first fight off, wash his hands with that first fight, and come back out here and he's a skilled fighter. So you guys are definitely going to see some nice product and productivity from him.
But talk about how you implement that game plan with them, and then I see you flying in the cage when I'm there, you know what I'm saying, when you're cornering guys. Talk about just, you know, keeping that same theme from that game plan to what they're seeing in between rounds if they don't, you know, get the win in the first round as some of your fighters do.
Everything's on the moment, man. You have a game plan going in as far as what you would like to see happen, and then as soon as the fight starts, you start looking for tendencies in the other guys. You start looking for what's going on. You start looking for, is the things that we're looking to land going to pan out with this guy's style? How is he coming out this time? So everything changes, and it's all based off of the moment. For the majority of the time, a lot of guys think that my guys are going to come out and wrestle, and that's not how we train, man. We're strikers over here. And, you know, we got the wrestling in our back pockets anytime we need to. But at the same time, we're strikers, man. So we go out there and lay the lumber, look to throw hammers, look to run kicks off of our strikes. And, you know, I mean, really put in the work. We start on our feet, you know, and then if it goes to the ground, then we'll make sure that guys don't get up. And, you know, like I said, it's always you always have a game plan. But it's all opponent to opponent, man, and living in that moment, I get amped up. When I see openings, I fire on them and tell guys, listen, this is what's open. I promise you, you throw this, it's going to put him to his ass, you know what I mean? Or it's going to fall right over top into your takedown type stuff. So I'm excited about the whole situation of having six guys on the card, my protege, Demonte, ending the night off with six pretty much new guys on the card, or five new guys on the card. So they had the best leader in front of them in order to lead them out into battle. And, you know, these guys that I have, understand when you guys watch this fight, like, these guys are all new guys. And these guys are going to come in there that night not looking like new guys. You know, they've been at these other wash-up camps that call themselves camps. These guys aren't camps, man. They're training with regular people inside of a room. Like, you can't hold pads for a professional fighter if you have never trained before. Like, I just don't get it. And it's wrong. It's false advertisement. You get people hurt by doing that. And I don't like that. I only let guys hold pads with me or my pad holder. That's it. There's no point to having Demonte hold pads for a new guy. Why? That's not his job. His job is to be a professional fighter. The guy that's holding pads, that's his job to hold the pads. you know. So I just get real ignorant, especially when I see guys going out there and get hurt. And it's because the camp, the quote-unquote camp that they come from, did not prepare them well. And they don't prepare fighters well. Don't call yourself an MMA camp if you're not prepping guys for a fight and you're just training and having fun. Like, it's all about fun. But at the same time, you gotta practice what you preach. And if you're preaching that you're an MMA camp, you better be an MMA camp. Otherwise, you're just getting guys hurt, and that's not cool.
How do you respond when one of the guys that you got that you're cornering may not be taking your advice when they're in the cage, and that moment when the cage door flies open, you go flying in there? How is it that you don't just, you know, beat them down verbally, but you build them up to be able to come out in that next round, if you know what I mean?
Everybody is different. Every guy in there has a different learning ability. Some guys learn from hard talk. Some guys learn from calm down explanations. And you just got to know your fighter. If you don't know your fighter and you go in there and say the same thing over and over and over, listen, he's obviously not getting it in his head. You have to know your fighter in order to get something in the head. I know DeMonte. I hit him on his chest one time and tell him, listen, brother, you about to lose this fight. He's going to look at me and listen, because he knows damn well if me and him are in this together. Like, we're going to beat this guy. Like, the guy that he's fighting, that's not even DeMonte getting any better. That's just him keeping training and me getting better. That means I'm faster. I'm more proficient. I'm better on my strikes. I'm more calculated with the actual strikes that I'm throwing against him. The guy that these guys fight aren't like that. They're not calculated like that, and they don't do the homework and study their opponents and study their journeys like that. DeMonte's in a great place along with everybody else, and it just really boils down to knowing your fighters. If you say that you're the best corner man, prove it. I prove it every time I'm out there. I beat other coaches in the corner. And then my guys come out, and the guys that actually listen to me, they win. It's plain and simple. People can come out on the July 29th card and listen to me six times, coach against probably six other coaches, and I'm going to dog walk every single one of them. That's just because that's what I do as a coach. And as these fighters, I know them. I know what's going to piss them off. I know what's going to make them happy. I know what's going to get them ready to go out there and do the job that they're supposed to do, and that's win the fight, however it is.
Well, I'm going to give a free tip to the opposing coaches and those corner men. I'm just a cage side observer, but I know you don't go in the cage with your shoes on. So I'm just going to give that one out there, because I see a lot of guys sometimes in these fights, man.
Right.
They get stopped by the officials, and that takes off time that they could be spending with their fighters inside in between rounds, which is just so unprofessional. Let's get to the main event, man. DeMonte Django Robinson, what can we expect from his performance, man? How excited are you for him just to continue this journey?
Honestly, bro, like, this fight is an easy money fight for us because we're already past it mentally, physically, and emotionally and skillful-wise. We asked for this fight three fights ago for DeMonte. DeMonte went in and took a short-notice fight against a game opponent, Kenny Losey, hammered him to into the second round, then goes and fights his regular scheduled fight with Jeremiah Yeager, and that dude's a vet. Like, that dude's a tough cat, man, and he went in there and did his job. You know, so this fight with Devontae is only happening because DeVonte lost a fight. And now he has to stay relevant. And in order for him to stay relevant, he has to go back and accept the only fight that was offered to him that he turned down twice. Not his coaches, himself turned this fight down twice. So the only reason we're accepting this fight now is because it's an easy money fight. It's an easy money fight for D to get his fifth win and his 10th win overall. The opponent is local. It brings a good crowd to the venue that night. And there's a lot of people that stand behind DeVonte. DeVonte is a fighter and a person is a solid dude. But is he on DeMonte's level? No. Is he on his level striking? No. Has he fought the opponents that he fights? No. Does he train with who he trains with? Hell no. So Devontae is going to go in there like he has every single one of his other fights and demolish him. He's gonna beat him on the feet, find his opening, put him on his back, and Devontae's going to be a fish like he always is on the ground. I mean, it is what it is, man. You can perp up to say what you want, but at the same time, like, we've been building Devontae to make it to the UFC or to Bellator. Either one. We're not in a rush, but we will take any fights that want to go down. And he didn't want it the first time. He definitely don't want it now. He's just forced into a position to have to take it. And we're right there to accept it because there's nobody else on the table right now. And you're going to get and you're going to see exactly what you get from Devontae Robinson every single time we make that walk.
Well, I personally encourage everybody to get out there. If you can't tell by the brutal honesty, you will see the brutality from the Mayans fight team. Come July 29th, the Chaparral Center, Akron, Ohio. Antonio, man, I got one more bonus question for you. When are you going to add some female fighters to the Mayans fight team?
Okay. I mean, here's the thing, bro. We can't forget. We did that. We did it with Jen Anderson. You know, she took a loss that night, but we did that too in Akron, I want to say three Akron cards ago. So Jen is still the only female fighter on our team. She hasn't been training, but it's all good. Like, she'll forever be a Mayan. I wish there would be some more female action out this way, because I think that the female fights that happen are very exciting. These girls like to throw down. I mean, they're not like guys. They are there to be ass, and that's it. They're not there to look good. They're not there to look pretty, you know? So I wish there would be some more female fighters that would come out of this era. And Maslin, man, Maslin's got some dirty girls in it. Like, there's got to be some fighters out here. I'm just being real. So I've seen it. I've walked around the streets before. So I'm looking at it. So they got to be out there, man. So they know we got a 5,000 square foot facility going up, full fighter dorms on the top floor. You can't just walk in. It's not going to be an open gym. You know what I mean? It's going to be our private place, but we got a 5,000 square foot facility going up that's going to be our own home for our fight team. So it's going to happen. I'm sure you'll see more female fighters, but right now we got Jen Anderson, who went through down for us, and she's been so far the only one in the book to be on the Mayans roster like that.
Let people know who's supporting the Mayans fight team, the sponsors, and all the people you need to thank.
Oh, for sure. We got a huge sponsor team. Just starting off with our management, my wife, Nicole, she runs the NC management. She manages all of our professional fighters and then our team as a whole. So, like, without her, you know, we definitely wouldn't be where we are right now or come fight nights and things like that. So our team sponsors War Tape, the War Tape brand, the Fight Doctor supplements. We just got a new sponsor, the Mark Pro. They do the electrical pulse therapy for our muscles. We got Toast Pain Relief products, our pre and post care for our training and our fight. Evoker Studios, who sponsors Demonte for his pictures, and my boy Hexlink, Ryan Hecker, who always does all of our pictures for fight nights and things like that. So these guys, the team of sponsors that we have behind us, we're very fortunate to have them. And, you know, we really wouldn't be where we are without them. Our guys over at Advanced Sports Labs, my guy Raj, he's a great dude. He takes care of all of our blood work for us. Last but not least, the Sports Performance and Physical Therapy. They're actually out of San Diego, California, or Chula Vista out there, so we'd like to get some of our fighters out there to them soon, but they help us out with all of our injuries over the phone and things like that. So our team of sponsors is top notch, and we don't leave it to our fighters to get their own sponsors. We provide them for us and get them for our team, so we're very fortunate. And then all of our fans locally here in Maslin and Canton, back home out where I'm from, to Toledo, and you know, it's growing, so I'm just fortunate. The guys are blessed with what we have, and we're we're blessed with our management team and our coaching staff and everything as a whole. And, you know, our biggest team supporters is, two good friends of mine, Jesse Rusi and, Mike Durbin. They actually are the ones behind, our new facility and things like that. So these guys have helped us out tremendously and they're good people. And, when you do good things, man, I think people see that and want to be a part of it. And, I think that's what we got going here in this movement. So I'm excited to put some guys in the higher levels along with get myself back on track and get me into, hopefully the Bellator or the UFC sometime soon here within the next year and a half. So we're rolling, man. I appreciate you, for always doing coverage on us. You're a big supporter of us and we always appreciate that, man. And, hope everybody comes out to, July 29th out in Akron, Ohio. At the Chaparral Center for IT Fight Series 74, that with Alliance Promotions and Alliance MMA, and it's going to be a good show. We got some good fights on that night, and a card full of pros, man. So hope to see everybody out there for sure.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for your time. And I got to say something personally, man. It's great for combat sports fans, MMA fans. If you come to a local MMA event, you guys are in the parking lot, you know, before the fights. It's not like you guys are just backstage preparing and off away from the crowd. People can interact with you and things like that and even talk to the fighters after their fight about what they're seeing. I think it's just a great opportunity if you're a fight fan and you just really love MMA.
100%. 100%.
Thanks a lot for your time, man. We'll be talking with you soon, and look forward to the, talking about the victorious Mayans fight team after July 29th, man.
Thanks again, brother.
You can hear more of things like this on With an Ohio Bias. Be checking us out, withanohiobias.com. You can find us on iTunes, the full podcast on iTunes. Just search With an Ohio Bias. Give us a like, subscribe, and write us a review even, and we would really appreciate that. Thanks for listening.